Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatic Sportsbook app.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's got an offer you don't want to miss this NFL season. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Okay, let's do a podcast for you. It's Tuesday. It's nice to have you with us. What's up, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. Jerry, what percentage of people that have an Airbnb do you think have hidden cameras in there?
Oh, I don't. I hope. I know there is a percentage. There has to be, because humans are filth. So I'm sure there are some scummy owners that do this. I hope the number is less than 1%. Come on.
Like, I feel like there's probably a couple different, like when you're setting up cameras in your home that you're going to rent out, there's people that are perverts and just want to see nude people.
Right.
Then there are people that probably set it up just to...
For security.
For security, where they're only going to look at it if they come back to their Airbnb after the people leave and there's, like, you know, a large poop on the couch. They'll be like, okay, is this human or a dog?
Okay. I have no issue with the cameras outside.
Yeah.
To me, that's safety and security. I've done an Airbnb a couple of times. We did it with friends. Sign papers that there is a certain behavior that is expected. So I have no issues if there are cameras outside. There should not be cameras in the house.
I wonder if, like, if you become an Airbnb, if you have to sign paperwork through Airbnb that says you will not have cameras inside your home.
I would think so. I would certainly think so.
It's so weird to think, like, Gina does this every once in a while. Every couple of summers, she'll, like, rent her house out for a couple
and
weeks.
And she put in hidden cameras?
No hidden cameras.
I'm just kidding.
I didn't even think of that. But it seems weird to me, like, there's someone, and I know, like, when you bought your house, clearly, many years, people lived in there that were not you.
Right.
But it just seems weird to then go back into your home once
when someone was there occupying it for the last week, 10 days, 2 months.
Yeah. It feels weird.
Yeah. No, I get that. I mean, does it feel weird to you going into a hotel room knowing someone, millions of people were just in it?
Yeah, it does. But I don't think of it as much because I don't own the everything in
and
the
place. And it's so temporary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like when you go to a hotel room and you sit down on it, if there's a couch in the room, you're like, eh, they probably don't clean these couches very often.
What was going on this couch last night?
Right. I'm sure someone ejaculated on this couch or peed on this couch or something.
Why? What hotel have you been in where you smelled urine on a couch?
It's not happened. I'm just saying, is it possible? Like someone.
What do you think's possible?
Like a really disgusting person.
Like I might have humped the couch.
Right. You may have humped the couch.
Not me. I said a guy.
Oh, a guy. A guy may have done a poop in the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Done a poop in the bathroom, cleaned up as best he could, but then sat nude on the couch while he watched television. We don't know.
That is very true. Matter of fact, that's probably likely.
Where the bed, at least you are pretty sure it's getting clean.
Yeah.
Sheets.
When those sheets are tight and fitted and they smell,
You can tell they're new. Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely.
But like the couches in particular, I try to avoid sitting on a couch or a chair in a hotel room. Just because.
I understand.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you were to rent out your home, now all of a sudden.
They were in your shower, in your bed.
Yes.
In your bedrooms.
On your
couches.
Eating
at your table.
Right.
Yeah. Have you ever discussed this with your girlfriend?
I have brought it up.
And it doesn't bother her, right?
Yeah. And I'll tell you, even like the next time I go over there, when I first sit down on the couch, I'm like, this is weird. Someone was on this couch. And then
you get used to it.
Yeah.
Ultimately, it's just somewhere to sit.
Yeah. Ultimately. But I know like there have been times like she's had some people that stayed there that she really liked and then she'll reach out to them for the next summer to say, hey, are you looking to rent again?
There's got to be nothing better than good renters that want to keep coming back.
Yes. And when you find those, there's like a couple like older couples that
you keep them.
Yeah. You want to keep them. They like your place. You like them as
for
people.
Sure.
Let's do a deal.
Yeah, I'm with you. And that's the easiest way to do it.
Yeah, then it would work out. But yeah, I was looking on my YouTube before, you know, suggested videos. It was where to look for hidden cameras in an Airbnb. And I was like, I would not even really think of that.
Well, you would think the ceilings at some, the light bulbs, like the lights.
This guy was showing you where on the shower head they may have hidden a.
Oh, man. Oh, gosh. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'm not going to. Well, I've done it before, but I think only twice we did it. I don't know. We had one very good experience. One was okay. I don't know that I would do it again.
What was the okay? What was the reason when
it wasn't as clean. It just felt like it was rushed. Like we were the next ones in.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel like it was down the shore. And it was, I don't know. It seemed like there was still some sand, like that could have been vacuumed.
Yeah, it wasn't as clean
as
it should have been.
I'm wondering, you really Lysol everything, or are we just, hey, they're going to be here in 3 hours, just hurry up and make the bed. I didn't care for that. The one in Nashville was, I thought, awesome. We went with six other people, so there were eight of us in like a six-bedroom, big Victorian home, which was really nice, like 5 minutes from the downtown area, that main strip. And we had a great time, and it was clean, and it was as expected. The pickup of the key, easy. Communication was great. The one down the shore, I didn't care for as much. And I haven't done one since, actually.
Yeah, I wonder if, like, the Nashville one you stayed at, is that always an Airbnb? Like, this is
that
one?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Not sure. We only did it the one time. I don't know.
Yeah. I know. You think about, like, oh, that seems like a great way to make money, right? You have a piece of property that's going to continue to go up in value. While it's going up.
It's paying for itself.
Yeah, but I would just always think, like, I'd host an Airbnb, and then the people would leave. I'd come in, and, like, the shower head would be just dangling
I mean, listen, that's also why you have security deposits, and you don't do that without giving the money up front or to hold, so that if there is some sort of an issue, you don't give it back, and you take the photos and... You know, if there's a complaint, well, here's why you didn't get your $250 or your $700, whatever.
Yeah.
The number is. So there are some safeguards to it, but you're right. I mean, they could completely destroy your home.
Yeah.
You know, and then good luck finding them. not easy.
Yeah.
You know, that security deposit ain't going to cover much.
No.
But, you know, you would like to think most people do the right thing. I'm with you, though. I'd be the one that would end up with the a-holes.
Yes, yeah, exactly. And then when I was going to go to Montana this past summer, I told you I was potentially looking at Airbnbs, yeah. And I was talking to you about it, and you said, well, is it going to feel like a vacation?
Yeah, I don't think so.
If you're not in a hotel. Like when
different.
You went to Nashville.
So that's different because there were eight of us. And that was a group setting, and the idea that we were able to stay in the same place. We were in town most of the time, but when we would get back, we would have a drink outside. That did feel like a vacation. I don't think if me and my wife went to Nashville and rented a house in a neighborhood, I would feel like I was on vacation. I don't.
But because you were with a group of your friends, it was different.
Yeah, that was different to me.
See, that I think I could do. An Airbnb that's a larger home,
mm-hmm.
that's got like a pool,
yeah.
a nice outdoor area.
Yeah. And we did. We had a big in-ground pool in the back and a jacuzzi. And like I said, it was a 5-minute Uber ride into town. And it was great. Really, it was a good time.
Yeah.
It was a very good time.
It is weird how we're like, now it's just like, you can just stay in my house. Oh, I need a lift to the airport? I'll take you.
Mm-hmm.
Complete strangers.
Yes. Yeah. When I was in Wisconsin this weekend, we had one guy picked us up in his Toyota. I forget what car it was. It was a really nice SUV. He didn't speak a lick of English. And there I am with Tiki Barber getting in the stranger's car. Like, I don't know where we were going. And when I get in an Uber, I always, on my own map, put in the destination.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I always do it. So, and then I see if this dude's going in a completely different direction, at least I could ask.
Yeah.
So I felt relatively comfortable. I usually feel comfortable doing it. But, like, yeah, I don't know who this guy is. And it was 4 o'clock in the morning. Has he slept? Is he going to pass out driving to the airport? We put so much trust in these people. We don't know who they are.
Right.
It's hilarious.
Not only that, like, we'll go, you know, you should call an Uber if you've had too much to drink. What if this Uber driver's had too much to drink? We have no idea what this guy's doing.
That is very true.
Like, what if someone's in Uber or Lyft or any of these driver, they're out having drinks one night.
Hey,
they get hammered.
Some money on the way home.
Man, I spent way more than I wanted to. Well, how many rides do you think I could pick up here?
You're not wrong.
Right?
But then that's the person that goes to jail. And you just, here's one thing I do. I always put my seatbelt on.
Yeah, me too.
I used to not. And then it hit me one day. I don't know this guy. Why would I trust him?
No.
That he's not going to, I don't know, just decide he's not having a good day and turn into oncoming traffic.
Yeah.
You know?
Even when we went to out to California for our Pebble Beach trip. And the next day we were getting a ride to the airport, which was 2 hours away at
3 a.m.
3 a.m.
Yeah.
We don't, like you said, this guy, was he up all night?
I had my eye on that guy. Eddie fell asleep. Nicole passed out. I even think you were kind of spacey a little bit.
Yeah, probably spacey.
My eyes, and every time I could kind of see him, I would ask him a question. Because it's easy. It's a long drive.
Because Boomer has told that story in that when he was, I think, a player in Cincinnati, when he was going to do appearances, that the, you know, if you're going to go doing a card signing or whatever, that they would send a car for you. And he said the one time the guy that they sent in the car was falling asleep on the highway
mm-hmm.
at the wheel.
Yeah.
And like since then, Boomer rarely.
He does not trust anybody else
no,
to drive.
No, he will always drive.
Yeah, I know. It's,
so you
got
to be careful.
I totally get it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
What other things do you think we just, like the Uber thing and Airbnb, where we just like, these were industries that now just anybody can do with an app on their phone?
Well, they have the what's it?
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app.
Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Tasker app, the whatever that
Task Rabbit.
Yeah, they have that where anybody can basically say, yeah, I'll come over and do this for you for $80 an hour. What do you need?
Who are you?
You need some bathroom caulking. $37 an hour is my fee. The other guy will do the same job for $91 an hour, and it's all about reviews. That's one.
Yeah.
What else?
There's a dog walking app called Rover.
I've heard of that.
But you have to give somebody your key.
Yeah.
To get into your house,
to
get your dog.
You trust them to go into your home.
Yeah.
That sounds lovely.
There was another, I don't know what the app is called. Someone was telling me about it. It was, if you, like where I live, I don't have a yard.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a yard that you can rent out your yard.
For parties?
Or for dogs, like to go run around the yard.
Interesting.
Yeah. I forget what.
That's a bit bizarre.
The name of that app is, but that's an app as well.
Wow. When duty calls.
When duty calls, that's the pickup dog poo.
You can get, and I there has to be incredible background checks to this, but you can, on an app, hire someone to watch your newborn baby while you go to work. I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
Now, again, I really do believe there have to be some stringent background security checks for that.
Yeah, I would hope so.
I don't just think you can sign up and be like, yeah,
I'll watch someone's kid while I'm walking a dog and I have people using the backyard. I mean, you could have like a day where you're watching a kid, walking a dog, letting someone use your backyard, putting the baby in the car seat and Ubering other strangers around.
Hey, why do we work?
This is my baby.
Why don't we just do all this?
Hi, where are you going? Airport? This is my baby.
For the day.
In the car seat next to you.
I have another one tomorrow.
I love when I get in an Uber or a Lyft and the person is really into being a driver.
Okay.
Where they're like doing everything in their car to make you comfortable.
Oh, like they have the portable chargers.
Yes.
They got the water for you. Would you like some gum?
Mint.
Yes.
They've got the dash cam in the front.
Oh, yeah.
So they're recording everything. Mm-hmm. They can record you towards the back seat. And they're just like, everything about their car is comfort
and
for the person.
And it's clean.
Yeah, and it's clean. And they're like really into being at your service.
Yeah.
As opposed to you get in like a pickup truck comes to get you. Like, a pickup truck?
Yeah, I know. You need a ride to the restaurant. It's going to be $63. Oh, okay. That's fine. And here comes a Ford Fiesta that's got a spare tire in the back left.
Like, I wonder where you can make the most money now doing that sort of thing. Like, is it walking?
You mean different part of the country or different types of services?
Different types of services where if you're like, you know what, I'm going to be my own business. Either I'm going to be an Airbnb host, I'm going to be an Uber driver, I'm going to deliver Amazon packages.
I think handyman.
Just the handyman service.
Because they're in such need. They can just name their price. And if you don't like it, they move on to the next person.
Yeah.
That's what I think. Whether it's a plumber, an electrician, things that the common me and you can't do, where it's such a disadvantage, they really hold all the cards. And I think that's good for them. You'd like to see a little bit more quotability to where you can actually, you know, maybe get a decent price. Because some of the stuff they charge us for is obscene. And it's just, they're just naming numbers. We know someone personally, and we're not going to mention who, I'm not going to say who. We both know someone personally that has a type of business like this too, where if the job really is kind of inconvenient. They'll throw out this crazy price. And if they take it, you know what? I'm making a lot of money. I'll make it worth it's worth my time. And if not, didn't want to do it anyway.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a lot of that out there.
Yeah, because there's so much like a handyman, right? Because there are things that a tradesman will do, like a plumber, an electrician. But there are things that a homeowner can't do that it seems overkill to call a handyman.
Correct.
Like to go, hey, I bought this light. I just want to change out the light fixture.
Oh, God.
Right? Now, you're
well,
not
that's what TaskRabbit's for.
Right, you're not going to call a electrician for that.
No.
But you don't know if you're like, I don't want to be up there with the electrical wires.
Right. I think what you're talking about is like a ceiling fan.
Yeah, like a ceiling fan or a ceiling light.
Yeah, an electrician will do that.
Yeah.
But I think you're going to be charged electrician rates.
Correct.
For something that they can do in like 9 minutes.
Yeah.
With their eyes closed. And it takes me and you 6 hours. Although I'm actually pretty good with ceiling fans. I've changed out a lot of them in my time. But I think that's where the handyman comes in handy. Or something like that.
You think we'll ever get to a point where like you can on an app go, it's time for my 6 month dental cleaning. Get somebody over here to
yes.
They just show up at your house and dental clean you.
Yeah. I think you can get anybody to come to your house for anything these days. I wouldn't even like there are in my town, I see there's a mobile vet camper.
Mobile vet.
That's I see all over the place. And there's mobile dog animal grooming.
Yes.
And they come to your house. I've also seen, which this is another idea I had, one of the big car dealerships in my town has personal residence, like small jobs for your car. So they'll come to your driveway and do the oil change. Mm. You don't have to go to them. That is brilliant.
Yeah, that's
no one
great.
Wants to. I actually said to my wife, one of the things I would love to, I'm not even joking. Like go back to my roots when I was 19. I would love to open up a place, just oil and tires. That's it. We ain't changing radiator hoses. We're not upselling you on anything. You make an appointment. We change your oil. It's 30 minutes in and out. Or we'll, you know, change your tires, fix flat tires and things like that. That's it. Nothing else. Because no one wants to go because it takes forever.
Yep.
And then some of these places want to upcharge you and upsell you on everything.
Yeah, we're not even going to check to see if your air filter
is
clean.
If you ask, fair. We ain't asking you. Here's what we're doing. You made an appointment. We're changing your oil. That's it. You got 30 minutes. We'll get you in. We'll get you out. We'll see you later. Noon,
right.
12:30, you're home. You're gone. I would love to do that.
And only if you see something wild. Like, let's say you're going to rotate someone's tires. And you see their brake pad is like insanely low. You might go, hey, just a heads up. We don't do the brakes.
We don't do it, but you might want to get this checked.
It's looking a little weird.
That's, to me, that's fair.
Yeah.
I just think so many people have so much trepidation and anxiety about bringing their car in. And I don't want to make this is not all mechanics by any stretch. But I think most people fear that the mechanic is trying to rip you off or sell you things you don't need. I told you the one time I changed the air filter. Like there are things I know how to do and that I will do. And I changed the air filter in my car. It's 8, 9, 10 years ago now. And I went to a place for an oil change. The guy came out with a dirty air filter. And I said, really? That's fascinating because I just changed that 2 days ago. And he turned 6 different shades of pale. I'm like, give me my car now. And I didn't even get the oil change. So I just, yeah, nice, honest. We change your oil.
Yeah.
You have a great day. And that's it.
Yeah, I am lucky. I have a place near me that does that.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
It's
nice.
It's very fast, but it's unique.
Which is good.
There's very few places like that.
I had that. Now I have a place I go to that is phenomenal. The only problem is they're so damn busy. I can't just call him and be like, can I bring the car over in 10 minutes?
Yeah.
He's like, you can, but we got 19 cars here. You know, it takes time.
Yeah, we need businesses that are very specific.
Niche.
One job really well and really fast.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Do you think if I opened up an oil change service, I would need to be certified in anything? We're not fixing your car.
I don't think so.
We are literally draining the oil, changing the filter, refilling the oil. It's nothing.
Yeah.
I did so many of them back in the day.
Yeah, I don't think you need to be certified.
I don't think so either. And even like, I even went, my wife got a nail in one of her tires in her car, the SUV, it was like a month after we got it. I'm like, come on, it's a brand new car. I'm not bringing it anywhere. I went to what the hell's the name of it? AutoZone. I'm like, I'm going to buy myself a plug kit. And I went, I bought it, I got the plug, and I do it the, I don't know if you ever do this?
No, I've seen it done. I've never done it.
You take the screw of the nail out, then there's this device that's kind of rigid, and you just, like you're having sex with the tire, in and out of the tire, basically. It creates a bigger hole, then you put the rubber plug, goes through a device, in, twist, pull it out, tire's done. It's that simple. I was so proud of myself. I hadn't done it in 20 years, 25 years. Like, I know how to do that stuff still. I can even patch tires if I had the proper equipment. And I actually enjoy it. It's fun.
Yeah, you feel like I did something for myself here.
Yeah,
I didn't need another man.
And I probably saved $50.
Probably.
I spent $9 or $8 on a plug kit. It was easy. Yeah. Piece of cake.
And you didn't have to leave your house after you got the plug kit. I mean, you didn't have to go and wait for your car.
No, nothing. It was all done. It was all done.
Hmm.
So, interesting.
Well, sounds like we got a lot of businesses to start here, Jerry.
Yes, we do.
Starting with Airbnb and my condo.
And you renting out your living room for watch parties.
And what? Yeah, exactly. Watch parties. And we'll be in your backyard, Jerry, to rent out batting cages and everything else you got
there
going
you go.
On back there. All right, let's do the warm-up program. You are out the rest of the week.
I am.
I will have CeeLo tomorrow. I will get to the bottom of how his...
Yeah, the hack.
X account was hacked. Like, how does that happen?
I love it. I'll be away. Well, yeah, I'm going to be off. I'm going to make sure I listen.
All right.
I'm interested.
Tune into that, Jerry.
Right.
We'll see you tomorrow. So!
And Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera! They see us!
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Everything feels a bit uncertain right now. A few months ago, you never would have expected eggs being factored into your monthly budget. New sources of stress equal more opportunities for breakouts to strike. Luckily, Mighty Patch Original shrinks the look of pimples in just one use. We'd say that's a pretty good deal. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
Whoever you're repping this season, carry the team like a pro with ultra-durable, officially licensed Yeti drinkware. Whether it's the NFL, NCAA, MLB, NHL, or MLS, Yeti has you covered with drinkware in all your favorite team colors. So, if you're a serious fan, now's the time to get serious about your gear. With officially licensed Yeti drinkware built for the long haul. Find all the teams you root for at Yeti.com or a Yeti store near you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.